So what's up with that episode, Travis?
What?
What's up with that episode?
Which episode?
What's up with that episode, Travis?
What?
What's up with it?
Which one?
What's up with that episode?
Yeah, I've heard the song.
Yeah.
I heard the ditty.
You know, you have yet to acknowledge or anything.
What?
You have yet to respond to what happened.
We've discussed it ad nauseum, what happened.
Who discussed it?
You and I.
No, but the viewers. You need to talk to the viewers.
Yeah.
Here's your podium.
Okay, I'm sorry. I had some shit that came up at the weekend before last. And
no, we don't need to know all that.
Oh, well, yeah. That was
I think
happened.
The viewers are just more looking for, like, an apology.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm sorry. I had some family things come up that prevented me from being able to track down guests for that weekend.
But even then, though, you're not accepting responsibility.
No, I am. I have all along.
So just say, I apologize, and that's it.
I did. I said I apologize.
But you don't need all the backstory, though. I like big butts, and I cannot lie. Other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and around, think in your face you get sprung. When I pull out the plug, did you notice that butt was stuck? Deep in the jeans she's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, I want to get rich up and take a picture. My homeboy's trying to warn me, but that butt you got links. All right, guys, welcome to another episode, another installment of Local Programming Podcast. I always want to say not podcast at the end. And I'm here with who? What's your name?
The Mr. T Experience.
All right. And we're joined with
Good
special
Time
guests.
Rocks.
There you go.
We'll just leave it as that.
Good Time Rocks. Okay.
Yeah. We don't need to know
in case they need to look you up on the Snappy Chat.
All right. Is that your Snapchat name?
Yeah.
Is that what you were saying? We can go ahead and cut that out.
Yeah, so, yeah, do that, please.
So people don't just start messaging you, hey, are you a girl?
No, I'm half.
She didn't say how to spell it or anything.
That's true. Hopefully there's like an uppercase somewhere. Well, it doesn't even matter, actually. Yeah.
It's not like they can just, you know.
You can just type it in and it'll find it.
So. Well, or, you know, if they're not friends,
Snapchat's
she can block it
peaky.
Where people that aren't her friends, you know, can't send her shit.
Snapchat's very pro stalker.
She's got to, you know.
The less friends, the better.
She's got to keep Roy from sending pictures of the D.
Oh.
Has he sent you any pictures of the D yet?
No, he hasn't. Oh.
Has
Thank
anybody
God.
Else, nobody shared any pictures of his D with you?
So I think glad, half of you I'm glad seen no. Okay. No.
Yeah, I know a bunch of people that have seen it, apparently. The pictures
of I've
it.
Heard about it, but.
See what I mean? Everybody has heard about
another,
Roy.
Another episode where you bring up
it.
Roy's dick, Travis.
Yeah,
when will it stop?
Roy sucks.
He's a cool dude. He's a cool dude. I like Roy.
Not when he falls asleep at work like he did this week.
I seen that.
Ouch.
Yeah. Calls me over. I go over to look.
I'm sure you like that one.
Oh, yeah. And everybody I sent that to. So, yeah. Probably should be clear that we're actually standing in the middle of the street while we record this.
Yeah, it's not that hot out here.
Yeah, it was kind of shitty when I left the house, but it's not too bad now.
It feels pretty good.
It's, you know, kind of late at night, so that helps.
It's not that late. Okay. Actually, it's not late at all.
Yeah, that's true.
What are you talking about? It's fucking early.
I know, I'm old.
Well,
so.
Yeah, I forget your bedtime's 9 o'clock, so I guess it is.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's about to be past your bedtime.
Yeah. You know, it's not a school night, so I get to stay up late tonight.
So, Roxanne, tell us a little bit about yourself, what you're willing to reveal.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
I don't care. I'm pretty whatever.
No, but, you know.
Like
if you were. Explain yourself to people who don't
yeah,
know you.
Yeah, to who don't know you. Obviously.
I don't like people.
Okay.
There you go. Enough said.
So what kind of industry do you work in?
Let's not talk about that.
Okay.
I don't need them going to my work or anything.
You don't have to say where specifically.
Yeah, what
work.
Kind
what
of,
work
is it? Retail, food industry? What is it?
Food,
okay. So you deal with customers on a regular?
Every day.
Ouch. So that's probably your personal hell,
I serve
then?
Them their food and their drinks.
And you don't like it?
It's all right.
Okay.
I mean, it pays the bills, but I'd rather not some days.
Yeah. Do you prefer snowbird season or not snowbird season?
Hey, I like old people, yeah. I like them better than the young people. I'd rather serve a table of 5 old men than 5 young men.
Why is that?
I like old guys. I don't know.
So do the five old men tip you better?
Yeah, probably they do. They do.
Young people suck at tipping.
So it has nothing to do with them personally, just monetary
No,
gain?
They suck. They suck.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've seen, though, some of the...
They act really immature.
Some of their older customers are, like, really actually sweet old men.
What's young to you? Like, where's your limit? Where does it become old?
Where does it become old?
Yeah, like, where does a person become old? Like, 30, 40?
One of my best friends is, like, 80 years old. What do you mean?
No, I mean, like, because you're saying you don't like young guys. So what's the age limit of being too young or too old?
I hardly hang out with people my age.
Okay, so you hang out with everybody older?
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you're hanging out with Travis. So. 62. I'm guessing you're
62.
Like 21 at least.
22.
There we go. I was going to say, I know you got to be at least old enough to drink. I would assume.
Yeah, because this is Yuma. Nobody drinks underage here.
No. I would just assume since... I mean, come on, you know.
Oh,
well, feel free to answer it on air. It's,
nope. No, it's put no it, one important, obviously.
Put it right next to the mic.
It's just Nick Clark. He's not important.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Okay. Works for me.
Well, Nick Clark, if you're listening, tell us what that phone call was going to be about, if you care to share.
So you're a lifelong human, right?
Sadly.
Sadly, what?
Not used to the heat.
What the fuck? Well, okay, minus the heat. Is that it? Does your only complaint about you mind the heat?
And the people suck.
Okay, we've established that. Yes. That's why you like the snowbirds, because they're not from here.
Exactly.
What keeps you here?
My parents? I don't know. I'm not trying to leave.
Living at
too
home for
far
free.
From
economic
them.
Reasons?
If you could leave and go anywhere, no worries, no, you know, nothing, where would you go?
Or take your parents with you?
Sure, yeah, where take all your loved ones.
Like, where would you like to live?
I don't know. Good Never answer. Thought of that.
Even, like, what part of the country?
Or another country.
True.
I have no clue. I don't
By
know.
By the beach, near the snow.
I hate
On a
beach.
Mountain.
I've seen snow, thanks to Travis. Travis took me to go see snow.
Yeah.
Not that long ago. It was last year.
Yeah, right around New Year's.
How was that experience?
Exciting. Huh?
How was that experience?
I fell on my ass.
Like literally on your butt cheeks?
Yeah. Okay. I would say about 10 times.
I took him about 3 weeks.
In
later.
A row?
Yeah, not in a row. Maybe a few in a row. I don't know.
I don't remember how quickly it was. I took him about 3 weeks later up also. Same thing. There was less snow then, though. There wasn't quite as much for
him. I still forgot to post those pictures, too.
Oh, yeah, with Mr. Local Programming.
Mr. Death. What do you know about local programming, Roxanne?
Travis works in it.
Travis works in it, okay.
Yeah,
he Travis works.
Somewhat does something.
Yeah, you're right. He somewhat does
and
something.
And obviously, I seen the Snapchat, and Roy does nothing, but I guess he somewhat has a title there.
Yeah, see.
Okay, yeah.
Or at least he thinks he does.
We'll accept
I don't
that.
Know.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just curious. I'm just curious what Travis tells you. Since you keep an eye on it, someone, I'm just curious what he tells you about it.
I always said that it's you and me, something we do together, that we jointly do.
Usually we just hang out with Travis, play like card games. We don't really ask him about what he does.
At all? So he could be like a rapist and you don't...
I mean, Travis isn't a rapist.
Well, you're saying
rapist.
you don't ask him questions?
About
you just come over
work?
And play games
no,
in his living
really.
Room?
No, not really.
You don't ask him why there's a knife with blood in the kitchen? You just go on about your card game?
I'm glad that I haven't came across that.
Okay. Well, I'm just, you know, maybe you should ask him more questions.
Yeah, because you know...
I meant job-wise. I mean, what he does. Wise.
Oh, so what do you know about Travis? Just out of curiosity.
Travis.
He's Travis. Okay.
Fair enough.
Cool.
Got that part right? I can't reach the bell from here.
You all met through Letty, correct? Letty
yeah.
Is, so,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Trying to
We've been
of
trying
word.
To get her on the show for a while, but she's been very evasive. Yeah.
Maybe next week.
I mean, I kind of questioned her. What is this podcast that Travis wants me to? Oh, it's just some talk show. I don't want to be in it. Yeah, me either. Or something like that.
Nice.
All right. Our reputation precedes us. We'll just have to ambush her, too. Just show up at her house some night. Randomly.
I guess that works. She'll eventually give in.
Yeah.
She'll give in.
Well, you know the key. Hey, Letty, we got a pizza. Come outside.
Tell her you have beer, too.
Yeah, pizza and beer, and then she's in.
Yeah.
I have to remember that.
That's all it takes, pizza and beer?
That's what you guys should have done here. I mean, I would have gladly accepted pizza
and beer. Well, I think he bribed
you
with that video game, so.
Yeah.
What is that, by the way? Is that Donkey Kong?
It is Donkey Kong Country Returns.
Tropical Freeze?
Donkey Kong Country Returns for the Wii.
Oh, nice. Do you think you'll enjoy that game?
It's hers.
Yeah.
Oh, did you enjoy that game?
I'm still not done with that.
Trev, you're borrowing games from people that aren't even finishing them?
It got mixed in. I borrowed a shit ton of DVDs from her and Letty a while back and was making copies of a few of them, and that was mixed in with them.
Illegally making copies?
Just...
Were you authorized to make the copies?
Yeah, sure.
Let's not talk about that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So you had permission from all the distributors? Okay.
Yeah, totally.
Cool. That, you know, hook me up with that contact list.
Yeah, it was only about 5 movies. Yeah, no big deal. Yeah,
okay. So which 5 movies were those?
I'd have to look on my
Donkey Kong Country.
Well, no, that was the thing. Nintendo. It was the pile that I only intended to take a few, and it kind of turned into here's 2 trash bags full of movies.
Oof.
And so I proceeded to sort them all, which took me the better part of a night.
Not only that, he alphabetized it. It was awesome.
And then I went through and put most of the discs back in the correct boxes as much as I could because shit was everywhere. So there was quite a few that I wanted but couldn't find a disc for.
So what you're saying is you haven't even played the Donkey Kong?
No, I actually did play that a little bit.
Did you enjoy Donkey Kong?
Yeah, it was good. No, I like the original Donkey Kong Country quite a bit, so I enjoyed playing that. I only played it for a couple of days.
Are you a gamer, Roxanne? Are you
not
a big gamer?
Really. No, not really. Just I get light. Bored and I'll play it for like a week straight, and then I'm like, okay, that's enough.
Nice. That's pretty good. That's decent. Most people give it 40 minutes and they're done. So. A week is pretty fucking good in my book.
I mean, I'll play it until I can't pass the level, and then I'm like, okay, I'm done. And then I'll try tomorrow.
Or I'll try a new game.
And then I'm like, I'll try tomorrow, and then tomorrow never comes.
Yeah.
How poetic.
You're still waiting for tomorrow on Donkey Kong Country Returns.
Eventually.
You need to, in the iOS App Store, look for an app called Happy Wheels. It's a free game. Download that. Really
are you
fun.
Are you getting endorsements from them?
No,
or something?
It's free. It's really fun. It's really fun.
Okay.
It's really fun. It's very addicting. It's fun. Just download it. It's worth it.
All right.
It's a good time.
Enough of that sponsored message.
I'm getting nothing out of it.
It sounds like it.
I'm just enjoying the game.
So besides knowing Travis and stuff, what else do you do for fun?
Watch a lot of movies.
And
drink a lot of beer.
What kind of beer do you like?
Just beer, just whatever they hand to me.
Whatever's free.
Nice. So mostly Natural Lights and
no,
Bud?
No, actually,
and Bud?
I drink a lot of Budweiser.
Okay. I was going to say, that seems to be the most.
I always start off with the Chilada first, then just go straight
there you go.
A pitcher of beer at the Maverick.
I haven't frequented the Maverick since I've been doing shows. I should, though. I hear they have a lot of shows.
I don't really like the DJ stuff that they started doing now.
The DJ stuff?
Well, like, they'll bring a DJ in some days, and I'm just trying to have a beer.
Oh.
And play the jukebox.
True, yeah.
Maybe you can be the DJ of the jukebox, and you guys can, like, have a fight.
Yeah, but they, like...
But then you just have to bring enough quarters.
But they, like, cut the... jukebox, so it doesn't go over the PA anymore.
They cut the jukebox?
Well, no, all places do
They're
that.
Making money off the jukebox, right?
Well,
it's, you put
they
in
turn,
quarters.
They turn
the sound
it off.
The power's still on, but it doesn't make any
noise.
Oh, so
they can take your money.
Probably, yeah.
So
yeah,
there's like 3 people who find out that
money.
That shit's turned off before.
Like, it's like every other fucking coin-operated machine. Sure, it'll screw you, no problem.
No, fuck that. I remember at Golden Q, people would fight over the fucking jukebox. they'll be like, man, turn this garbage off. They go put their fucking like $10 in, so they have the rest of the fucking night.
Yeah, and then they'd play fucking California Love three times in a row.
Yeah, yeah,
three
that's
times
true.
In
yeah,
10 minutes.
But it was fucking awesome though because you'd nights, see man. Little feuds going fucking, on between pool tables.
Fuck, I remember Friday nights at Golden Q. I used to go there a lot when I at my last job and with a couple guys and play pool and stuff and be there 2 hours. You'd hear California Love like five times. Same fucking Manah songs over and over.
I'm okay with hearing
I
that shit.
Manah.
Gotta
have Oye Como Va every half hour on the half hour. You know, it's like, fuck.
What's better than your favorite radio song that's been playing?
Sure, yeah.
So, what's it called? What's
what
that song
it?
Called?
What? I don't even know what the exact, the fucking
the
Nay Nay
one.
Nay Nay song.
Oh my
that's
God.
That's a fucking
please,
terrible
no.
song.
What's the title
I
of the song?
I have no idea.
Yeah,
to
okay,
listen to that
I don't
trash.
Either. I don't either.
Well, Travis trash. Pointed out, and I've only heard it, I think, like, honestly, like, three times in my life, and that's from, like, those Instagram videos.
Well, I was
going to
say, yeah, most of what I've seen
yeah,
of it has been Instagrams
here.
And, like,
and it's still annoying as
vines,
shit.
Yeah,
yeah. It just well,
it's
I thought
song,
it was like Soldier Boy.
It's a song
or
that doesn't
something.
Belong on the radio. It's
guys.
The same thing as like Shots is not a radio song. Shots is shit. It's
Shots. It's one of those like get pumped up party songs though.
There's one other one.
The
Nay
Nay one just seems more like it was funny for like 10 seconds on an Instagram video.
Yeah.
And then,
there was another one not that long ago that was the same way. It's like this song. It's not a radio worthy song. It doesn't make sense on the radio.
Why
well,
I don't
it's a
listen
club
to
song.
The radio. So.
Same here.
I tend to just fill up my own music, my own personal jukebox that I don't have to compete over.
Yeah.
Or have the speakers turned off.
Yeah.
Because there's DJ Manny Fresh. Isn't it mostly rock based though? The Maverick. For the
not
most part.
Always,
no?
No.
Do they do hip hop there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they'll have like some throwback. Whatever.
Oh, okay.
They quit doing Metal Mondays.
Yeah, that's
well, that's
thing.
That's yeah. Conrad's thing,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I see Red. I know a lot of people were sad when they quit when he quit that.
Well, yeah, because where the fucking town can you go and listen to metal at a bar? Like that's not very common. So that was pretty cool. I'll give him props for that one.
Yeah.
Cool idea. Yeah, because you go every other bar, you're gonna hear Top 40. So.
I don't even think they play Top 40. Usually, it's.
They don't play Top 40 anymore? And what, it's just rap now?
Maybe I'm playing at the wrong... Maybe I'm at the wrong bars. I don't
know. That seems to be the...
Top 40 is not what I would describe it. I'm not really sure, though. It just kind
of
depends on...
Top 40 mixed into, like, Return of the Mac and then back to Top 40?
I don't know.
And then fucking five on it, as Roy would say, the song of Jimmy D's? No, excuse me. The song of whatever the building is now, Ailment and Derailed and...
What song?
The five on it.
The Ailment?
I got five on it.
I totally don't know what
that is. Oh, my God.
I'm terrible.
That's like Yuma's song.
Oh.
It's like the song of Yuma.
The raid on the Powder Magazine was successful. You have a new supply of ammunition.
Yeah.
What?
Huh?
What'd you say?
I said go see what shit's happening downtown.
Go she?
Yeah, go she.
Go she what's down happening
what's
down
happening
downtown,
downtown
she?
Downtown. I haven't done that.
What does it mean in Chinese, though?
What? Does it mean scrotum?
There you go.
I mean, I don't speak Chinese as often as you, but...
So, welcome back, guys. You're listening to the Local Programming Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
The hour is 17:09. Flip that around.
Is that like military time?
Today?
Jesus.
Today on Local Programming, we have the creator of ShamWow.
Yeah. The creator?
So, Travis, tell us about the product ShamWow.
I don't really know anything about ShamWow because I don't have any ShamWows.
Tell us, what inspired you to make ShamWow?
I don't think I've ever used a ShamWow.
Why the price? Why so cheap? Why
$10? Because that's the price point people will buy at. Regardless of
the
quantity.
Why are you stuck on $10, though?
That's how all, like, infomercial shit is. They always price it low because...
But why did you price it so low?
I didn't price it there. It wasn't my choice.
Hmm?
It wasn't me. In the words of the immortal Shaggy.
So we have the creator of ShamWow here with us. How are you doing?
I'm not the creator of ShamWow.
So tell us about ShamWow. What is ShamWow?
I some kind
what
of.
What does
big,
it do?
It, I don't know.
What does it don't do?
It don't do shit, apparently.
Do you think you could wipe your ass with the ShamWow and it would be more effective than, you know, toilet paper or a towel? Do you think it would actually soak up some of the, you know, the watery doo-doo?
Well, the thing with I know with other chamois is that they don't work well when they're dry because they're usually about the consistency of, like, cardboard. So it'd be like wiping your ass on a cardboard box.
So when you created ShamWow, did you have that, you know, going into it? Did you think about a scenario like that?
Actually, I didn't create ShamWow.
I know, but, like, did you have scenarios where, you know, while you're thinking of, the you know, creating ShamWow, or people were, you know, cleaning up, you know, feces and, you know,
I
afterbirth and shit like
while,
that.
While I was sitting around not creating ShamWow, I don't really spend a lot of time thinking about feces and afterbirth. You know, I know that that's
well,
a
well, I mean,
because
you were probably inspired by afterbirth to create ShamWow, because even the name ShamWow is like, oh, shit, it's a verb, you know, like ShamWow.
Yeah.
It's an action verb.
Yeah. It works better than...
No, it's not even a verb. It's onomatopoeia, actually.
Because you wouldn't want it if it was ShamHow.
It's like ShamWow.
Yeah,
right?
But then again...
Isn't that what you were going when you were thinking of names? Like?
But what if it's like ShamWow? Like, wow, that's such a big sham.
Well, I mean...
You hadn't thought of that, had you?
You're the one who created it, so
no,
I'm asking you the questions.
That's
the viewers want to know, Mr. ShamWow guy.
Do they?
They want to know, why did you create ShamWow? What was your inspiration?
I didn't do it.
You didn't do what?
Create ShamWow.
You mean it?
I didn't create...
It.
I don't know.
You didn't create it?
No.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes.
Say what?
I did not create ShamWow.
No, it.
What is... I don't... Why are you saying it?
You didn't create it, is what you're saying.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Did you create it or not?
I don't know what it is.
So you didn't create it?
What is it?
Welcome back, guys. This is the local programming show.
Wait, I'm confused.
I'm here with the Ovaltine guy.
I haven't had Ovaltine in many years. It's been a long time.
It's not a very good way to sell your product, you know. To say that you've forgotten about it.
Ovaltine's more of like a mom and kids product.
Well, you're like a mom and kid. Package. Deal. Ninjas.
La Loroña? Is that right?
What?
How do you... What? That old Mexican
what,
lady.
What are you saying?
The
Araña?
Old Mexican ghost lady. How do you say it?
Araña spider? Is that
no,
what
the old Mexican ghost lady.
Llorona, foo.
Llorona.
Okay. La Llorona.
La Llorona, okay.
Llorona.
Llorona.
I think Manny Fresh is working. He told us...
You want to see if his car is here?
It's do not enter, sir.
Yeah, it is. Fuck him.
I love how you just
yep.
make your own rules.
It's humor rules, man.
He said bring tacos.
There's a taco guy here. Is there a Manny Mobile? I don't see a Manny Mobile.
I actually do not see. Yeah, he's probably not here yet.
Yeah.
It's fucking early, dude. It's 9:40.
Is that Manny?
I mean, look at these people that are going to the bar.
Yeah.
Those aren't.
No, those are people that go to the bar every night. Actually,
yeah,
I think I might know her.
Those are the 9:40 guys.
I think I might know her, and she's probably went home to take a shit and came back.
Why? How do you know her?
Friend of a friend, or coworker of a friend. If
that's
who
gross.
I think it was. Yeah, she is pretty bad.
But you're friends with her and you're talking shit?
No, I'm not friends with her. I'm just, she's a coworker of a friend that I met once or twice. If it's who I think it was, and I think it was.
Captain Jack Mellon.
I forgot to go down so we could check out the goings-on at the Crest. Oh, wait,
let's just
not
break
even
into
tonight.
City Hall.
I'm good with not breaking into City Hall. Ugh, I just licked the mic. Gross.
Give me the mic so I can take it away.
Take our lives into our own hands here in the roundabout.
Man, this is going to be a boring episode. I ain't shit to talk about.
My air conditioner's possessed.
Yeah, I just noticed that. At least it's fucking cold, though.
Yeah. The trick is, if it starts running slow, I just got to get out and pound the something under the dash, and then it speeds up.
Well, that's not ghetto at all.
Yeah, it's a loose wire of some
brand
sort.
New truck, and you're pounding your
fucking brand new my ass.
What year is this truck, Travis?
I've had this truck for over 7 years now.
Like I said,
it's
brand new
truck. 2008.
Motherfucker, that's a brand new truck.
108,000 miles on
it. If you can do Uber, you got a brand new car.
You're just jealous because you can't do Uber.
I am jealous because I can't do Uber.
Yuma City Cab's hiring. I know the guy. I could put
fuck
in a good word
City,
for you.
No, man. They pay shit. And they charge too much taxi insurance, apparently, I heard.
He's looking for a dispatcher, too.
I don't think so.
Could be a dispatcher.
Nah, I'd just be yelling.
Yeah, it'd be great, though. You just sit there and jack off and answer the phone.
I can just do that at home.
Do you answer the phone when you jack off?
Yeah. You don't? Wait. You don't jack off and answer the phone?
I might for the right person.
You don't do that? Am I the only one out there, guys, that jacks off while they're on the phone?
Can we post a poll on our Facebook page?
You know how a lot of people walk around their house like they can't stand still?
Our one regular
listener. Well, I'm usually like touching myself inappropriately. Or sticking my hand like in between my
butt
cheeks. Exactly. Yeah. See, that's where all this comes to play for you loyal listeners out there. It all comes full circle. You start to know things about me that you really didn't want to know. You know, things...
I feel like I've heard this on another episode.
Things you shouldn't understand. Things you couldn't understand.
That's one that I can't understand because I don't
know.
No,
actually, I said that backwards. Things you wouldn't understand. Things you couldn't understand. Things... you shouldn't understand.
Well, that is also factual. But
That's how it is. So, what's
Welcome
up?
Back. Been sitting here watching planes land. That was exciting, huh?
Did you
enjoy that?
Planes and trains and automobiles.
I tried for a train earlier, but I couldn't find one.
Have you ever seen that movie?
No, of course not.
Fuck, it's good, man.
Yeah.
No, it's actually really good.
I know, I've heard. I've heard
it's
a lot of it.
John Candy and... fuck. What's his name? White hair guy from The Three Amigos.
Steve Martin.
Steve Martin. Yeah. Funny shit, man. I love the scene. Well, you haven't seen it, but I love the scene when they're on the freeway and they're fucking driving on the... they're driving on the wrong side of the road on the freeway. Mm-hmm. And then a car is honking at them, you know, on the other side. He's like, "You're going the wrong way." And he's telling the other guy, "Yeah, look at these assholes over here driving on the wrong side of the road." And then he's signaling him like, "You drinking a little too much?" He's giving him the universal sign for
drinking. Yeah.
Oh, it's fucking funny, dude. You really need to watch that movie.
Yeah.
It's funny. And it's rated R. I think it's rated R, but only for language, though. So it's not like too...
I've seen movies that are rated R before.
No, I know, but you're like kind of whack, so... like,
I'm not really that whack.
But I don't know. What I'm saying is it's rated R.
I've even actually watched some movies that aren't rated.
It's probably more PG-13 now. I think it was rated R back then, because you know how that shit, you know, that shit goes.
I don't know if I've ever... I don't think I've watched an NC-17 movie.
I have.
Trying to think of what it would be.
You know what's funny about those movies? Only exist to do that.
Well, yeah.
That's it.
Well, but so no, because like, well, there's a few though. There
they just do it to
long.
Push those buttons to be controversial,
yeah.
And to hope that, you know, that controversy would lead them, you know, to that whole viral fucking, you know, fame that. Oh yeah, look at this movie. I'm gonna watch
what
it.
What was
because
the
of
one
this.
That just came out? The blue is the whatever color. Blue is the...
oh.
I don't remember what it's called. There's one that it's like totally like teenage lesbian love story. And it's... I think I'm pretty sure it's NC-17. The actresses are of age, of course. But there's like explicit lesbian sex repeatedly.
Nel Pastel.
And they're underage. The characters are underage, so... it's like blue is the warmest color or blue is the something color. Fuck, I can't remember. I don't know. They made a big deal about that. It was
you
like
ever see that
year.
One movie they shot here in Yuma? That Blue Night, Dark, something like that?
Black Night, Blue Moon or whatever.
Yeah,
that's
it. It's actually pretty decent.
I haven't. I've heard it's better than people would expect.
Yeah, that's the trippy
part.
Have
you seen The Forsaken? I know that was shot here, too. I think I've seen
What's
some
it
clip.
About? What's
it's
it about?
It's a vampire movie.
Oh.
Does it suck or is it good?
I think it's pretty fucking cheesy.
Then I've probably seen it.
Because like, I've seen some of that shit down at the river and
I've seen some shitty vampire movies. I just don't remember the names.
I mean, it was vampires before vampires were cool.
No, yeah.
Stop at Jack in the Box there and check out all the cool kids with their cars.
You know, I never thought vampire movies were cool, though. Except Blade. Blade has been my only exception for vampire movies. Other than that, they've kind of been really faggoty. Like, they've... No, I'm serious. Even before Twilight, like, this... I just always thought vampires were, like, were just faggots.
Shit, what's the Interview with a Vampire?
Yeah. Like, they're all...
I don't know why that one came to my mind. Yes, I've actually seen that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Vampires are, like, hardcore, like, bi. Like, they're almost all bi.
I don't know that they're bi. Or they're gay. They're very femme.
Sure.
The males are always very femme.
Well, you know, because they try to... play both sides, you know. They try to be like Satan. Like, I would imagine Satan plays both sides. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
I think it's just they're very femme, though, is what you're
sure.
trying to say.
Well, no, because it's not like they're ladylike. No.
But their personalities are very femme.
They're just gay. They're just faggots.
No.
Anyways, I've never really seen a good vampire movie until I saw Blade. And honestly, that movie could have had any monsters. It was just a cool-ass movie. It just happens to be vampires. But anyways, you've never seen Blade either, no. Right? Fuck, man.
Have you seen The Getaway that was shot here?
Which one's that about?
Alec Baldwin and Kim Basinger. Basinger.
No, I don't like Baldwin movies.
You know, it's funny because I've seen so much of Alec Baldwin in like 30 Rock and... you know, comedy SNL stuff since then that it's like I don't even really associate him with being in that movie now, and it seems strange to me to think of Alec Baldwin in that movie, but it's kind of cool. I mean, there's only I think it's mainly the latter part of it that was shot here, and there's even they kind of like the very ending that's supposedly in Mexico is actually on the canal like up north of the college, kind of off 70, and you know, if there's a few shots like that, and what they shot in Yuma, it's actually supposed to be El Paso, I think, but...
Nah, I never seen that.
It's kind of cool. They shot a bunch of it in the Hotel del Sol downtown, that old hotel. It's all boarded up. So
I don't know what that is.
The one across from the train station.
Nah, man, no.
The, like, four-story one.
I don't get it.
I
don't get it.
Good God.
I'll point it out, dude.
To you here in a minute.
Huh?
I'll point it out to you here in a minute.
Winterschnitzel?
You know, I have a grilled bratwurst. You know it kind of disturbs me how much you...
They've been fucking up, actually.
How much you shifting your ass, like, shakes the whole car.
Oh, I fucking...
Like, I feel it in the steering
wheel.
Dude,
I'm fucking stuck in this seatbelt. It, like, got really tight.
You pulled it out all the way?
Yeah. Fucking, like, I can't move.
Yeah. I remember those days. I don't miss them.
I don't give a fuck. Have you been to Dunkin' Donuts yet?
Actually, no. I haven't been to either Dunkin' Donuts here.
Which one does Quinn work at? Here or
I believe
over there?
What he said was that he was training at the other one, but I think he said he would be at this one though once it opened. It's kind of whack though. Apparently, I guess they don't even make the donuts here. They come from Phoenix. Which I mean, I guess it's not that big of a deal because not like Starbucks makes any pastries here, or half the other food that's served here is made here. You know, but I don't know.
Yeah, but you like men though.
What?
But you like men, dog.
Oh, okay. Cool.
You got some shit in your hair.
Yeah, it's gel.
Nah, it's like...
It's not cum.
It's like cum, dude.
It's not cum.
Well, it's you said like it's cum. Not cum, so you immediately knew that it was cum, that I was going to say cum.
Yeah, it's kind of with you. I knew that's where it was headed.
No, there is no with you. You know...
With or without you.
You know how it's funny how people bitch about this liquor store? And there's no problems.
Who bitched about it?
Everybody. Remember, Yuma had a whole petition against opening that liquor store?
No petition. You
of all people don't know what I'm talking about.
What petition?
They fucking went around looking for signatures to not open up that liquor store.
When?
Next to, what is it, Brownies right there? Because they were bitching about bums and drunks and you know, criminals. You know, I don't want to be bothered while I'm fucking with my family. You know, just this fucking hardcore ass, you know, entitled motherfuckers just bitching about. It would I don't want to be disturbed, and I don't want to see poverty while I'm enjoying my breakfast.
I don't think it ever.
You live in Yuma, bitch.
I don't think it ever went to a petition.
But it did, fool. It did. It went to town hall. It went to everything.
It never made it to the election. They didn't get enough signatures then.
Maybe they didn't get enough signatures. But a petition was formed. A campaign was started. And I couldn't believe it. I was all like, wow, all 10 of you fucking really.
Well, you know, it would be the clientele of Brownies, considering Brownies was the last restaurant in Yuma to allow black people. It's always an interesting fact.
How long ago was that?
I don't know the last year, what exact year it was, but they were markedly later than others.
You still go there, though?
Went there a few times as a kid. I think I've been there once since then.
So you never boycotted their restaurant?
No, because...
You still eat at Cracker Barrels, don't you?
I haven't been there in a while.
They do the same shit, you know? If you were a bum, would you come here? Would you come to the fucking the park outside the old library?
Well, yeah, it's just fucking perfectly manicured. Speaking of the park outside the old library, how about that Ten Commandments there? How do they get away with that shit?
No, but, like, would you lay in the grass?
That's some damn fine grass they have there.
Nice.
But how do they get away with having the Ten Commandments there? So it's like a public park.
Because it's old. It's been there forever.
I know, but that doesn't mean it's right.
Well, it doesn't have to.
That's why they let black people into Brownies now.
Look at the Constitution and the anthem. That, you know, whoa, are we going to take out God on that too? I mean, are you one of those people?
Well, actually, they added
God
to the Pledge of Allegiance to try to scare off the commies.
It's like, just...
It's funny. Everyone's like, hey, God.
Just because you're saying God doesn't God mean got that put you're into fucking the money believing in it. Like,
God got added to the money and the pledge and everything in the 50s because everyone was so fucking uptight about communism and goddamn McCarthyism.
Because isn't even the word fucking God just relative to what you believe in?
Not necessarily.
By me saying God, that doesn't mean Christianity.
It's implied, though.
No, it doesn't. It's just a word. God is what you make it.
But in a God we trust is different than in God we trust.
That's the God, not the God.
If you're saying in God, you're not quantifying it as a. You're quantifying it as the.
No, you're not.
If I said in Marcello we trust,
because we've accepted it.
In Marcello we trust is different from in a Marcello we trust.
Well,
right?
God is God, though. God is God. Marcello is Marcello.
And Manny is...
Not here.
Son of a bitch. Maybe he's parked over here.
He doesn't have his truck, so actually you should be looking for...
I don't remember what his other car looks like.
No. He's driving like a darker colored Japanese car.
Not as normal. Darker colored Japanese car. So,
it's a
you,
Japanese.
I'll tell you what. You look for the car, and I'll just drive through the parking lot.
It's
slowly.
Japanese.
Because I'm going to be dick for useful here.
But what kind of car is it?
Japanese.
There you go. Japanese. No. It's like these, but more.
It's like these, but nuts?
It's more like these, but like
what
that.
What about that guy?
No, that guy. No one of them like that guy. Oh, shit. Oh, let's see this one, though. It's a darker color. It's like a dark fucking gray.
Like dark.
Maybe he's right there bouncing. Nope. Some fat guy. That's that guy from earlier. He's still right there. Fucking 940 is still hanging out at Jimmy D's. Dude, go home. I'm sure you got kids that need Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops?
You know, you left for milk 3 years ago. Like, go back, dude.
Left or right?
You know what, man? Just, you know, swipe to the right, man.
Right?
Yeah, might as well. That's where all the action is. Look at that. Look at that truck in the middle of the road.
What the fuck is that?
King of the road, dude.
The fuck?
So we're on Main Street, Yuma, Arizona.
Are they
playing chicken with us? If you haven't noticed, we're doing another one of these episodes because we didn't come up with any guests. I'll go ahead and say we because Travis cannot produce more than one guest. Correct, Travis?
Can I fit through there?
Yes.
You sure?
Well, give it a shot. What do you got to lose? A truck? Welcome to the show, Travis.
Yeah.
Welcome to local programming. How are you doing today?
I'm sure those of you who like Paul Blart will enjoy it.
I haven't been in this building yet, but I want to.
I haven't had a need to go to federal court, so yeah, me neither.
No, I want to go in there.
Yeah.
and check it out. Not to fucking defend myself.
No, I know.
In a federal
case. You know you can just, like, go to court, right? And just watch.
Oh, yeah.
We should
but there's
do that
a lot
sometime.
Of paperwork, though.
No, there isn't.
Yeah, you got to fill out, like, a disclaimer thingy.
No, there isn't.
Saying that you won't release any information.
If, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Dude, I've...
When I went to a court case, I had to fill out a little thing saying that you won't release sensitive information about certain individuals. It was a jury case, so there was, like, all kinds of...
You were on the jury?
No, I was watching it.
It may have been that specific case, then.
I don't know, maybe.
I mean, shit, I've sat in federal court and didn't sign any papers. You just walked
well,
in
I didn't
and
go
sit
to
down.
Federal. I went to regular.
You can do it in regular court, too, though.
Oh.
You just walked in.
I don't
out.
Know. You know what? I'm just going to say yes to I agree with you, because that only happened to me one time.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, you can just go in and, like, you get bored sometime, go in and watch people get evicted or
I don't
divorce.
Think I get that. I don't think I'd be that bored, though. Unless it was like a hardcore ass like murder case where
well,
somebody fucking
or even
slaughtered like
if you go first thing people. In the go first thing in the morning, you catch everybody. I mean, you have to check the board outside, but you catch everybody that got arrested the night before. For
it'd probably be a good way to pick up some slutty ass chicks too, because you know they're kind of desperate down there, you know, down on their luck,
yeah,
having
know.
To pay a fucking you know $700 ticket.
Yeah, but I don't.
And
think
they're trying to fight. You know what I mean?
What are you gonna pay them for sex?
Maybe shit.
I don't really.
Well, you can promise.
You got
pay.
Some pretty fucking balls if you're going to try to pick up a hooker and fucking.
You know, you can.
When she's getting
you
out
can
of court.
Say the money's on the dresser, but is it on the dresser? Probably not. There, you know, the whole understand. Point is there is no dresser.
There probably is.
There no, never was a dresser.
Probably is no money.
Now you're catching on. I'm not paying no. I'm not paying no fucking slutty bitch $700.
Yeah. I've actually thought that might be interesting sometime to just go fucking sit in court and watch. Cause
well, pick up hookers? Yeah, you're
no,
right.
No, not to pick up hookers.
No, I'm totally down with that. Let's use your money, though.
I mean, I went to court.
You down?
When was it? Probably close to, yeah, it was like a year ago now, and a friend was getting evicted to sit through their hearing with them.
So about the hookers?
No, no hookers.
You're not, let's talk about that.
Then I've been to a bunch of federal hearings and or hearings in federal court, but
let's talk about cool. The hookers, though. How much would you pay a hooker? What would your limit be?
None. Based on the fact
what would
that
you be? What would you expect from services?
Honestly, services. I have no desire to get a hooker after. I mean, not that I would go anywhere that cheesy, but or shitty, I guess, but or sketchy. But after hearing about the one club in Mexicali that got shut down last week for
man,
a bunch
that's
of the girls,
Mexico. That's a
bunch
whole
of
different
the girls having fucking HIV.
That's a whole different universe, bro.
Sharing it all over El Centro now.
But let's pretend we live in a perfect world.
You notice that there's no commercials for La Cazona playing anymore on the radio.
I don't listen to the radio.
Yeah.
I thought we established that early on.
Those commercials
all
fucking dried up this week.
No, but let me ask you this.
What?
If, let's pretend no diseases, none of that. What would you be willing to pay for a hooker?
I've never
what would
in
you
my
be
mind really felt the desire. I don't.
What would you be willing to pay for a blowjob?
I would.
What's a fair price to
I
you?
I wouldn't. That's the thing.
Well, what do you think a fair price
I
is?
I wouldn't get anything out of it.
Okay, what do you think a fair price is? Period. In general. For a little fucking little dome.
I really don't know.
$50? $100?
Yeah, maybe.
Which one?
Shit. Somewhere in between, probably.
In between her mouth?
No, in between 50
and
100.
Lips?
In between 50 and 100, you asshole.
In between 50 and 100, so $51.
Sure.
It's fair.
Ooh, I see flashing lights down that way. I think we should flip a bitch. Maybe there's some, like, shootout going on.
Why are you so nosy, though?
Metiche?
You got that app going, or what?
Yeah, I got a notification on iMetiche.
Well, you should just get, like, a scanner, and, like...
Dude, I'd love to have one.
Scanners,
I miss
you know?
Having one.
Just have the big-ass stupid antenna that hangs in the back of the
They're
car.
They're not that big. Scanners
you know what I mean?
That
like you can't go in a car wash. It always breaks and falls
I
off.
I miss having a scanner. My parents had one, and my grandma had one when I was young, but it doesn't work that well now because a lot of their radio traffic is done trunked where it doesn't track it. As like it switches channels every time they talk. And then, again, at the same time, they're starting to encrypt a lot of it now, so you can't hear it.
Oh, fuck!
You okay,
dude. Then?
What? Be glad I wasn't doing the speed limit. Shit.
Can you warn me when you're going to, like, drive like an ace?
I'm not. I'm doing 10 under the speed limit.
When you drive like an ace, can you, like, let me know?
Hey, I'm going 10 under, fuckles.
So, welcome.
Yeah.
So we have a special guest, ShamWow Guy. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about ShamWow?
Why are we back to that again?
Travis?
I'm not, no.
Like, you know, tell us what other than picking up, you know, wine and throw up and you know, afterbirth, what else can you do with ShamWow?
I don't know.
Hmm? What do you use it for in your daily life?
I don't.
All right.
The popo. What do we got? We got...
We got none of your business.
Yeah, looking at some shit. That's where they threw it out of the car.
Well, none of your business, Travis. You know what that is?
Huh.
It's none of your business.
None of your business, huh? I get you. So that's where they threw the baggie. Here's some cop in the middle of this damn street. They must have thrown more out of the car. That's cool.
You know what else they threw, Travis?
None of you?
None of your business.
That's, oh, interesting. That's tribal police. Huh.
Maybe they were following them.
That's Quetzal, though.
Yeah, maybe they were following them, you know, tailing them and
dude,
shit.
Dude, they're fucking Camelot. They must have tailed them quite a while for Quetzal to be over here.
Maybe they just couldn't figure it out. Maybe, you know what I'm thinking might have happened?
Huh.
Is they were trying to get an explanation as to what the uses of ShamWow could be. But since, you know, you're kind of leaving us in the dark, maybe you can help us out here.
Oh, I'm in the dark myself.
So why don't you go ahead and give us, like, the top 10 uses for the ShamWow.
Oh, we got more.
See, this is why people do these things, Travis, because you're not explaining to them.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. See? That looks a little more exciting.
Holy fuck. There's the entire... A police enforcement league of people in the express stop. There's like a standoff inside the gas station.
And I think we'll pull into the bank here.
Dude, there is an official...
Guns drawn
standoff at the express stop on fucking 16th Street and Avenue B.
Son of a bitch.
Holy crap. And we're all being nosy, just like the rest of these people.
Squeeze in, get the last good
we're
spot.
We're all here.
Except we're you can't all really see that great.
Turn your lights off, bitch. You're ruining this guy's front seat. Dude, we're getting like a front row seat of a standoff that's taking place.
I'm going to roll my window down.
At the express stop.
Okay. I'm going to leave it part way up, actually. Just so we get a little
this
air.
Is crazy.
Yeah.
We're going to give you up to the minute coverage on this. We might be the only ones with this, Travis. Take some pictures.
Oh, yeah. Huh?
There are no media outlets here.
Yeah.
We might have a story. We might officially fucking, you know, have something here. This is fucking legit.
All right. Well,
there's
someone walking up to the door. Slightly less excited.
Okay,
now.
This immediately just got, like, whack.
Yeah. Still, though. They're still behind the cars and behind the doors, though.
Yeah, that guy might have been overcompensating. He did have his gun drawn, though.
I mean, they may still be keeping an eye on things. You know, the only other thing, though, there's nobody around the back, so I don't think they're 200% worried, but...
They're probably...
Who is that? Is that a cop? That's a regular cop.
Well, guys, false alarm.
They're still,
false alarm. This bitch has fat tits, man.
In the car next to you?
No, that bitch is just fat.
Oh, wasn't quite sure.
No, this is over, though.
Yeah,
this is over.
Oh, well.
So, yeah, guys, that was a lot more exciting when we were fucking turning the corner.
I'll say, there were still definitely guns drawn at that point.
Oh, yeah, straight up. That motherfucker was like,
so I don't know.
Butt cheeks, you know, spread out. He was like, you know, he had that fucking power stance.
You're referring to the cop. Oh, wait, now we got the dog. Oh, they're going in with the old smell hound. Checking that car.
Maybe somebody farted.
I think they're checking the car for drogas.
Maybe somebody farted and they want
totally
want the dog
they
to,
farted.
They want the dog to see if it was like, you know, like what were they eating? What did they have for lunch? You know, that kind of thing.
I wish that one car wasn't where it is so we could see the dog better.
Why do you shut up about the dog, fool?
See if the dog finds the drugs. Oh, god damn it. What else? Do you have anything new?
Enough about the dog.
You have anything new? No, I said new.
All right, you want something new?
Yeah, what's up?
You want that? You want that new shit?
Yeah. You're so predictable.
Your mama.
Yeah. What else you got? That's cool. And then what?
Brand new. What else you want?
What's the yellow one?
Which one?
The yellow button. And that green one?
What?
What's the green button do?
The green one?
What's that one without the star do?
Which one?
The one that doesn't say fart.
This one?
Yeah.
That one?
How about balls of steel?
Balls of steel?
Yeah. I feel like they all kind of sound the same.
No, man, they're all different.
Really?
Yeah, like, you want to hear it again? Watch.
Yeah,
like,
let me hear balls of steel.
Watch. Here's balls of steel.
I think something's wrong
with you. That's balls of steel.
I think something might be wrong with your app, sir.
Which other one do you want?
John Cena.
John Cena.
Yeah, let's hear the John Cena.
This is John Cena. That's John Cena.
That's John Cena, okay.
What else do you want? I got more here. Look it. Look it. Look at D.
I want, let me hear the crickets.
Crickets.
Yeah. Know anybody that drives a red PT Cruiser?
Red PT Cruiser. I got that one right here. What else you want?
I don't know.
I don't think I have. I think I have that
one. Oh, yeah, let me hear. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
Totally
yeah.
That one.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Party wave.
All right, yeah. No, I can't even do
dude,
it.
Dude, I want something to eat. Ask your mom to make us roast beef.
My mom's asleep. Or at the hospital. I'm not sure which. I suppose I could check and see, but...
Yeah, you should probably do that, fool, you asshole.
What?
Say hi and shit.
Yeah. Be all hi, mom.
You're gonna be like, what's his name in that one movie about the bad son? I think it's called The Bad Son.
Nope,
no, The Good Son.
She's at home.
The Good Son. The Bad Son. I don't fucking know. I don't even watch movies, man. Fuck that shit.
She's home.
I don't even fuck with that shit, dog.
You don't
know
watch
what
movies?
I mean, dog? You know what I mean? Real talk, homie.
I
don't fuck with that shit, fool. Fuck that shit, dog.
You don't watch movies?
You know what I'm
though?
Saying, motherfucker? You know what I'm saying?
Actually, no, I don't.
You know what I'm saying? Hold dog?
Hold
you know
on,
what I'm saying?
On,
you know
on,
what I mean?
Hold on,
you know what I mean, dog? You know what I mean? You know what I mean, dog? Travis, you know what I mean?
You're right now?
No, Travis, you know what I mean?
No.
You know what I mean, dog? All right, guys, welcome to local programming.
Yeah.
I'm your.
It's
kind
of cool. I hadn't seen that sign before.
I'm your,
what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm your yes.
Are you the cruise director? Or?
And here with me is the creator of ShamWow. Tell us, Travis.
What?
Creator of ShamWow.
How?
Tell us about ShamWow. Just fucking tell us about the goddamn product.
No, thanks.
Tell us about the fucking ShamWow. Does it or does it not clean up the motherfucking afterbirth? Just tell us, okay?
I don't know, because
fuck the cameras, fuck this mic, fuck the viewing audience.
I haven't been around any afterbirth to tell, so I don't know.
Christ is Lord. Creflo Dollar.
Yeah.
I'm going to change my name to Creflo Dollar.
Cool, you should do that. All right, welcome back to local programming. I'm here with Creflo Dollar.
Hi, guys. I'm Creflo Dollar, creator of ShamWow.
Cool. What was your impetus to invent ShamWow?
Your mama.
Cool. What do you use ShamWow on?
Your mama.
Cool. What do you buy with ShamWow?
Your mama.
Cool.
Dude, straight up though.
What?
Would you change your name to Creflo Dollar?
Fuck no.
You wouldn't change it for $1 million?
No. I'm not going to change my name to some fucking crooked ass.
No, hold on. You wouldn't change your name to Creflo Dollar for $1 million.
For $1 million, I'm not changing my name to the name of some fucking crooked-ass televangelist guy.
So you wouldn't change your name for, like, a cheese stick?
No.
Creflo Dollar.
I got you.
Like, dude, how fucking badass do you have to be to change your name to Creflo Dollar?
Well, I just think it's
like
funny.
Like, you have
fucking,
dollar in your name. So
he's
that
a
means,
fucking money-hungry so that means, asshole.
That means you're gonna be rich.
Well, yeah, because
God damn, that guy was close.
Because God told him so. You know, God God knows he needs that $60 million jet that he's getting his
parishioners. Isn't it $68 million?
Something like that. It's over 60. And you know what? That's a fucking enough.
You're over 60.
I'm not.
Is that a fucking enough?
I'm not.
Did you ever go to the Spanish fucking Jehovah's Witness people thing? Isn't that where it is? Isn't that their compound?
There's four. Well, there used to be at least. I'm not sure. There was four congregations there.
Isn't that their stronghold right there? That's where they have all the.
There's
the
five,
ration dishes, the sea rats.
There's five kingdom halls in Yuma, or in the Yuma County.
Their princess is in another castle or what?
There was two English and two Spanish congregations there, but the one congregation that I know of moved to the new hall out on 5E when it opened. I don't know where they all are, because I'm not a J-Dub.
Man, probably the princess is probably in another castle.
They used to have like fucking six Spanish congregations at the one in Gadsden, though.
How many Creflo dollars do you think they have?
Quite a bit.
How many Creflo Dollars do you have?
On me? I've got $18 in my wallet.
We should just change the name of money to Creflo Dollar.
True. You should just say that every time you spend money now. Be like, oh, yeah, that'll be three Creflo Dollars. See, if I bet you that would totally catch on. I mean, I know you're such a trendsetter that people would totally just start doing it.
Dude, I'm glad you're finally realizing
this. Yeah, totally.
You're coming around, man.
Yeah. Totally.
You know what? This is like a revelation, yeah, man. You know, I think I read a book about this. No. Travis, I think I read a
book
about
revelations?
This. I think I read something about this, that one day this would come.
Uh-huh.
I think you're seeing the light, bro.
The book of revelations.
I think you need to change your name to Creflo Dollar.
I'm not changing my goddamn name to Creflo fucking
Dollar. If you change your name to Creflo Dollar, you might see things a little more clear. Don't you think so?
If I change my contacts, I might see things a little more clear.
That too. You should probably get that looked at, man.
No, I need to quit.
You know, that's like a health issue and everything.
No, I need to quit sleeping in them. That's the
you
problem.
You probably need to quit, you know, smoking weed all the time too.
You know when the last time I smoked weed was?
Yesterday?
Never.
How many Creflo Dollars to smoke weed?
Good God, I've never smoked weed.
But Creflo Dollars, though. Would you smoke Creflo Dollar?
No, I would not smoke Creflo Dollar.
Not even to get rid of them? You wouldn't smoke it? You wouldn't smoke his Creflo Dollar?
No, I'm not going to smoke his Creflo Dollar. That's for goddamn sure.
Would you suck on his Creflo Dollar?
No, I would not do anything involving his Creflo Dollar. Yo, bump up the jam. Bump it up. I bump it up. Yo, bump it. Bump up the jam. Bump it up. I bump it up. Yo, bump it. Would you pay money to a ghost for sex? Would you have sex with a ghost?
Nah, I don't think I'd have fun.
You wouldn't bone a ghost?
No, because who would believe me?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, I boned the ghost. Do you believe me?
Maybe.
No, you don't.
Well, I don't believe in ghosts. But
so,
who could prove you wrong?
I don't see the fun. It'd be hard to fuck a ghost.
Would you like
I'd probably want to try it, though.
Would you like give it to the ghost up the ass?
I think I'd definitely try to fuck a ghost.
Like fucking the ear? Or where would you stick it?
I don't know. What does he have? I don't know.
Oh, it's a he. Oh, you want... Oh.
What do our ghosts... Well, that's the thing. Our ghost... Female or male, or what are ghosts?
Apparently, you think they're
male.
Are
they asexual now? Asexual robot ghosts?
No,
I don't know. What's a ghost? Is it a man or a woman?
It's a spirit.
So what is? Does it have boobs or a vagina? Does it have a dick? Well, you should know. You're gay and everything.
Pick a horror movie.
You like men.
Yeah.
Don't you like men?
No.
Doesn't Jimmy have a dick?
No.
Doesn't she keep talking about her having a dick?
No.
She said, I don't know. Well, you would know, I guess. So, no.
Yeah, if you like dick
and stuff. So.
Yeah, no.
You're Creflo Dollar
no
now.
Dick.
Hey, bitch, the street's over there. So, you want to turn?
Oh, there was somebody walking right there. Did you hear they're going to build, like, an apartment complex here with...
No, I didn't hear that, but you're going to tell me all about it.
Housing for 600 migrant workers on this lot right here.
And you're against that, I bet, right?
No, I'm for it.
Because Creflo Dollar don't believe in that.
The neighbors are already taking out petitions, of course, but I'm sure the J-Dubs will be happy because they can go knock on doors all winter over there.
Well, you'd be happy too then, right?
No, because like I'm not a J-Dub.
The Mushroom Kingdom over there?
Not a J-Dub. And still not a J-Dub.
But you're like a Creflo Dollar, Ian.
Let me check and... Nope, still not a J-Dub.
You're a Creflo Dollar in.
No, I'm not a Creflo Dollar in.
I say you change your name to... instead
I'm
of Mr. T,
my name.
It should be the Creflo Dollar Experience.
What exactly is the Creflo Dollar Experience?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, you seem to have a vision in mind.
What? Give me a little tease of the Creflo Dollar Experience.
Can give I just sit here and scratch my balls, or does that count?
Is that part of the ride, I guess?
Scratching my balls?
Yeah.
It's whatever you want it to be.
That, does that come with? Does that come with a drink, at least? A nice,
no,
you know,
you
cold
have to
pop?
Pay me to scratch my balls.
A little sodita rica? What was the name of the lady that drowned her kids?
Lady that drowned her kids. Susan's. Wait, which ones?
No, the urban legend. What's her name? La what?
Llorona. Llorona.
Oh my
Llorona?
God. Yeah, you got it right.
Yeah.
Second time.
Yeah. I knew it. I just couldn't. My fucking tongue wasn't. My tongue didn't want to cooperate.
Llorona.
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 Like, you don't even say the L. It's like yo.
Yeah, I know. Because it's a double L.
There's some fine ass bitch that works at Roxy. Fuck.
Just one?
Well, yeah, the one I kind of know ish.
Uh-huh. Prove it.
No, because then you're gonna stalk her.
No, I'm not gonna stalk her. I don't give a shit about stalking fucking.
Then you don't
strippers.
Need to see her. Then she's fucking hot, though.
I just don't believe you.
Like, I feel bad if I were to go in and watch her dance naked, because I would feel like I'm degrading her. Just because of how hot she is. She shouldn't be working there. But you know what? It's none of my business. Because, you know, you do what you want,
show
lady.
Me a picture. Prove it.
No, fuck that shit.
Don't show me your
I
name.
I know how you are, dog.
No, don't show me your name.
Oh, fuck. Dude, she's so fine.
You're not worried about it?
She's so fine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's cute. But you know what? She could have bigger tits. But, hey, you know, to each their own.
Yeah.
She could have bigger tits. I could have a smaller stomach. You know, yeah. Creflo Dollar. You know what they need to legalize?
Creflo Dollar?
No, they need to legalize those ShamWows.
ShamWows, yeah.
Come on, man. Have you learned nothing?
No, I have. I fucking have tried to forget everything.
Travis, have you learned nothing?
No, I've tried to forget
it
all.
Yo, that's it, Travis. That's it. You get nothing.
You
good
lose,
day, sir.
Good day,
good
sir.
Day. Good. You lose.
You get nothing.
You get nothing.
You did that completely
dude,
out of order, by the way.
I don't give a fuck. Dude, one time I saw a dude taking a shit right next to the ice machine. And I looked at him and I straight up, true story, I was like, yo, man.
Are you
a Creflo
Dollar? Or did
you
offer him a sham?
And you know, what
oh, wait,
you know what he said? The restrooms
sir,
are.
Sir, do you have a ShamWow?
The restrooms are closed. The restrooms are closed, so I'm going to take a shit next to the ice machine.
And then you gave him a ShamWow?
Travis, are you ever going to have that thought process? That the bathrooms are closed, so I'm going to take a shit.
But you at least offered him a ShamWow, right?
No, I'm not the creator. You are.
But a ShamWow.
Who does that? Who does that?
The ShamWow guy.
No, you know what? That's cool, though. I give him props because that's a lot of balls.
He's probably fucking insane.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah.
He's probably dead already. Anyways, back to the studio, guys.
Yeah.
We hope all you guys are healthy.
J-Dub.
And, you know, give us your seed. So that
yeah.
we can harvest,
yeah.
you know, your seed and use it toward our, you know.
That makes it sound like you're going to suck their dick or something if you're going to harvest their seed.
So that we can
like jerk them off.
Use your seed for the prosperity
podcast.
So I don't
know about
podcast,
you. I ain't giving anybody no handies.
The podcast of prosperity.
The
Travis,
show,
you want to add to this, Mr. Dallo?
Yeah, the show doesn't pay well enough for me to give anybody any handies.
Travis will be offering handies.
I said no.
For those that donate, you know, to a certain tier, we'll have a tier list.
God damn it.
And he'll be offering those through the mail only, though.
Fucking get
only
rid of
through
that.
The
I'm
mail.
Get rid of that fucking button.
He's only going to offer them through the mail.
Oh, okay.
So,
through the mail, then. Yeah.
And no P.O. boxes, please. You know, that's a little complicated because he might give the handy to the wrong person. So, guys, thank you for listening. This has been another installment of the local programming
ShamWow
Creflo Dollar Show.
Cast.
And my name has not been Alex Archuleta.
And I don't know who the fuck I am anymore. I'm tired.
Okay, bye.
Yeah.